Well, if you do listen to Drive regularly, then you'll know the UWA, has organised a conference that is called In the Zone. It's on from the 8th to the 10th of November. In the Zone relates to WA being in the same geographical and time zone as 60% of the world's population. When it comes to doing business with our biggest customers, it's a fact that the western half of Australia is at a distinct advantage to perhaps the eastern half. In the Zone is pulling together a high-profile list of speakers. China's ambassador to Australia, Zhang Zhuzai, Akio Momura, the chairman of Nippon Steel, the executive president of News Corp, Jeremy Phillips, Takaaki Kojima, the Japanese ambassador to Australia, Stephen Smith, Michael Chaney, Don Volte, Ziggy Switkowski, Barry Marshall, Kim Beazley, and my next guest, Sam Walsh, is Rio Tinto's Chief Executive Iron Ore. Nice to have you in the studio.
Good afternoon, Russell. Good to be here.
An impressive list of names, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it really recognises the importance that Western Australia does play in the zone, in the region.
I'm itching to talk to you about it and about what it is that you're going to be doing at the In the Zone conference. But having you in here, I need to ask you, Stern Hugh, the Shanghai-based head of Rio Tinto's iron ore operations in China, has been held by the Chinese government now for just over 3 months with three Chinese colleagues accused of bribery and corporate espionage. How are they going?
Well, we know that Stern is going well. He was visited recently by Tom Connor, the Consul General of Australia, based in Shanghai. That's his fourth visit with Stern, and so we've been able to get progressive comments from him. Certainly, it has gone on for an extended period. We're now in the legal part of it. Stern has hired a very good lawyer who will represent him. And Rio is really stepping back from this, letting due process to take place here. And that's important that we do that. Mm. It's important that we've supported Stern and our three other colleagues who are also being detained and supporting their family. But it's important we now let due process take place.
In some way, this is a strange sort of a way of describing it, but sort of in Indonesian terms, it's more of a Michelle Leslie approach than a Chappelle Corby approach. It's a quiet confidence.
Yeah,
don't rock the boat too much.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, we've got to let the process, we've got to recognise the jurisdiction of the Chinese courts. We've got to recognise that a process is underway here, and we believe that from our search of our own files and information, from our code of conduct and the way that we operate, we believe that there's not an issue here. But, you know, we just need to work through the process and let the court come to that conclusion.
And is there an expectation timeline, you know, as to when court case will start and when it may finish?
Well, we're currently in the investigation stage. There are rumours that it may be sooner rather than later, but as I say, this is really in the court's hand. We've got to let that process actually happen.
Finally, how difficult has it been to engage with your Chinese customers when it's come to iron ore price negotiations with this, I guess, as a backdrop?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're very fortunate that we do have good relationships with our customers. They understand our situation. They understand and they know well our four colleagues who have been detained. So with our reputation, with the product that we supply, we're actually, and we have been for some time, shipping flat out. In relation to the price negotiations, well, that is a different issue, and we established a benchmark with our Japanese customers initially quite some time ago. That's now been accepted around the world, and we're waiting for the Chinese steel mills to recognise that. Meanwhile, the spot price for iron ore has actually risen over the benchmark price, which actually means that they'd get a pretty good deal if they agreed to the benchmark. But we're due to start next year's negotiations shortly, so it looks like it all might be wrapped up into one.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Sam Walsh is my guest, the chief executive of Rio Tinto Iron Ore, and you're listening to Drive on 720 ABC Perth. It's 16 past five. Thank you for putting us up to date with those two significant issues in Rio Tinto. Let's get to In the Zone. It's a weighty list of some of the best speakers I've ever seen or brought together for a conference. I like what you're chairing a discussion. I like the idea behind this. It's going to look at how the tyranny of distance can actually be used as an advantage. So how is it then that our isolation, WA's isolation, could in fact work in our favour?
Well, I think it works in terms of us being very independent. We have to look after ourselves and develop our own technology and develop in all aspects, whether it's the arts or whether it's mining or right through the spectrum. And that means that we do have a lot of very, very good people and we're able to draw on those in the conference. It's important, particularly in relation to one of the segments that focuses on innovation and technology. And there are a raft of people that are doing some very exciting stuff here in Western Australia. If you look at Barry Marshall and the work that's been done there in relation to health, if you look at ourselves in relation to what we're doing in terms of remote operations centres, our automated haul trucks and automated drill rigs, that sort of work is groundbreaking in terms of mining, and it's being done right here in Western Australia, being developed with local people. And that sort of advantage that we can gain from our remoteness, I think it's a great thing.
I guess WA's most significant competitor would be Brazil, would it, for iron ore, selling iron ore?
Yeah, certainly for iron ore. It's Brazil and Australia are the two large players. Most importantly, from a proximity viewpoint, being in the zone, is an important advantage that we have to bear. And most of the growth, over 90% of the growth in steel making and obviously iron ore usage, is coming from this zone. So it places us very well in terms of the growth in demand that you're seeing coming out of the global financial crisis.
I'm guessing you'd have these sorts of figures at your fingertips. I hope so. But like, can you give me a feel for how significant WA is when it comes to the iron ore market? And maybe if it's only Rio Tinto's, but how big a player are we on the world stage? And how is it likely to grow over even just the next handful of years?
Yeah, well, we're producing roughly half of the seaborne trade. And Rio Tinto is the largest player here in Western Australia. We're number two overall. And that's given us a very unique opportunity to take advantage of the growth that's happening in Asia. You're almost seeing a movement from what we'd see as the Western economy into the Eastern economy. And the importance of developing nations being China and India, down the track with Indonesia and Vietnam and a whole range of developing countries. And then you add to that the very substantial business we have in Japan and Korea and Taiwan. It actually means that we're ideally placed in relation to the growth engine of the world.
How is it placed as far as your largest trading partners? Is it China 1, Japan 2, Korea 3?
Yeah, you've pretty well got it spot on. China has taken over from Japan. Japan for many years were number one, but China recently has taken it over. But, relationships are important to us. We remember the involvement that we've had with the Japanese steel mills from the word go. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for them underwriting our business, we wouldn't be here today. So relationships are important. The volume also is important. And in fact, I've just returned from Japan. I came in yesterday and I've been meeting with the steel mills there and pleased to see that they are seeing recovery as well coming through to their business.
And the re-emergence now of India after the brakes were put on significantly, it was really champing at the bit and racing right up behind China for a little while until the financial crisis took hold.
India, though, has maintained its growth and a significant part of it is in the tertiary, in the computer services and other backroom activities that they undertake there. But Steel is coming through. You've got a very large population there. Over 50% of the population is under 25. You have a very large middle class population, and I see that India will become a very important force in steelmaking. Not at the same rate that China has, but it certainly will over time.
But also primarily, a big difference is I think they have their own iron ore supplies, though poorer quality perhaps than ours.
Well, yes, and they don't have the infrastructure developed that we have, that we've been very fortunate with our rail and port facilities that have been developed by ourselves. And I suspect that they'll become an importer of iron ore because they just won't be able to keep up with the demand.
We are, it seems, in Western Australia about to become the benefactor of a geographical blessing. 15, 20, 30 years ago, being where we were, perhaps wasn't considered anywhere near an advantage. To be close to those quickly emerging markets and already significant markets is an enormous advantage.
Well, it is an enormous advantage, and I think it's something that UWA has really picked up with the In the Zone conference in terms of focusing both us as suppliers and also our customer base in Asia, focusing on, how can we do things better? What are the important issues to our customers and to the markets? And how can we both take advantage of the proximity? But you're certainly right in terms of the response to the global financial crisis. I've also been in Europe and in North America and Canada and the US, and I've got to say Australia is a pretty lucky place in terms of how we're placed.
Sam Walsh, I realise that I need to ask you one more question, which is away from the conference, but it would, again, be remiss of me not to say BHP, Rio Tinto. I mean, when I was first a resources reporter, every 6 months the story would come out about the potential merger and secrets coming out, whispers in corridors. Mm. At least for the time being, the iron ore departments look like merging. Will it go ahead? Is it going to go ahead?
Well, you're right. I mean, I myself have been working on various iterations of a joint venture between our two iron ore operations since 1998. We need to go through the regulatory approvals. There's enormous goodwill between the two organisations. There's a raft of people who are working on turning a non-binding agreement into a definitive agreement. There's other teams that are looking at how might we bring the two organisations together. We need to go through the regulatory approval before I can actually answer your question. However, we believe that it is a production joint venture. It's not a sales and marketing joint venture. We believe that should overcome any issues that regulatory people have in relation to that. And I think Western Australia will benefit as a result. There will be synergies. We'll be able to bring on our growth much faster. And I think that's a good thing.
Sam Walsh, thank you for coming in and having a chat. I know you've been flying all over the place. It's nice to have your feet back in Perth today particularly. I look forward to seeing you at the conference In the Zone. I encourage people, businesses particularly, I think, it's a really good opportunity. I mean, we could be very proud, I think. We deserve to be very proud in Western Australia. We've got some of the most significant houses based in our CBD. And we are a world leader in so many areas. And people are coming from far and wide to be here for this event at UWA, the 8th to the 10th of November. If you do want more information, just go to www.zone.uwa.edu.au. That's zone.uwa.edu.au, because it would be good. I mean, I think there's going to be some wonderful things, some wonderful messages delivered and an opportunity to become better educated about our near neighbours and what they want. And that, I mean, if you're selling something, really what you want to hear is from the customer, don't you, in many ways?
No, exactly. And thank you very much for inviting me to be here.
Good to have you. Sam Walsh, my guest on Drive, the Chief Executive Rio Tinto Iron Ore.